The ones that were 2,000 or 1,000, the ones that are 3,000 or 1,500, you can afford anything you can imagine at Marguerite's. Come see our moving sale.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Today is September 22nd, Hobbit Day. After you finish up with second breakfast, celebrate with a long-expected party with the Baggins, the Tooks, and the Proudfoots.
Proudfeet!
And I do hope Gandalf arrives with his wondrous fireworks. Happy Hobbit Day!
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's a gooey morning at 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets this morning, Kim Jong-un of North Korea, who's obviously a madman who doesn't mind starving or killing his people, will be tested like never before. That's after Kim said in a statement read on North Korean state TV, translated here.
Whatever Trump expected, he will see a response above that. We will control the mentally deranged U.S. dotard with fire.
Dotard's an English translation meaning basically a senile old man. Hurricane Maria is moving past Turks and Caicos today after knocking out power and causing major damage throughout Puerto Rico. And next for the storm?
You'll have to monitor several days down the road to see if it comes close to the North Carolina coast or the mid-Atlantic states, but at the moment it is not an immediate threat to the mainland United States.
Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Some morning show hosts are nothing more than corporate puppets. Well, that's not true in this case. The people that host this morning show are corporate Muppets. Say good morning to Greg Budell.
Hey, old Kermit the Frog here. I always wanted to do that.
Jay Scott.
Ah, that knee.
Emily Hayes. Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Waka waka.
And Rich Thomas.
I'm a Pisces. I love long walks on the beach, volcanoes. Wait a minute. Who put my dating profile on the prompter?
To quote a very wise man. Beasty binder, do first ink morning chew. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo!
Let's monkey around. We got the Duncan and Son Predictathon up on my Facebook page. Please stop by, make a prediction with the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. And the Duncans will be joining us in about 26 shopping minutes to talk about the games coming up this weekend.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Just a regular summer day and just a regular summer weekend on this first day of fall and this first weekend of fall. Sun and cloud mix today, and a hot, steamy day again, with 92 the high today, 71 the low tonight, scattered random afternoon and evening storms for some really lucky communities, and not many. Fading out after dark, and then tomorrow and Sunday, upper 80s to around 90, widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. Rain chances around 20% both tomorrow and Sunday. Mostly sunny Monday, slight chance of an afternoon storm, high 89, and near or above 90, maybe low 90s, Tuesday and Wednesday. Big cold front arrives late next week. We'll start to feel the first effects by Friday, and much better over the following weekend. This morning, northeast winds at 4 miles per hour, visibility 6 miles in haze out at the airport. Temperature 72, clear skies at 7:07.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
So you're saying in a week we'll be able to go outside and say...
It's a bit nipply out. I mean nipply out.
The nights will. Yeah.
That'll be, that's something to look forward to. Random facts with Jay coming up, so get your note-taking materials ready before we hit the traffic dungeon. Something seemed wrong because I was packing the car for the journey to Gooseland, and I keep thinking that I must be missing something. What I forgot was that I have a lot of extra space with an SUV
as opposed to,
I wouldn't dare embarrass myself by showing you the back and how... It looks like my closet went into the garage and vomited into the back compartment of the car, basically, because I just get it and throw it in. I have enough clothes, I could stay down there for a month.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Please don't do that.
And not repeat.
You don't pack light like I don't pack light either.
No, I can't, you know?
You never know when you need a leaf blower.
Yeah, pack one bag.
Down there, they need them, believe me.
One bag. That's it. That's it's good. Not even like a big luggage bag or thing. It's, you know, it's a tote. I have a tote.
Are you sure that you're a woman?
Yes.
He said in a very sexist tone. No, it's
very low maintenance.
You know, usually it is a woman who's got to have, you know, like, take the entire vanity with her.
Nope, not me.
That's nice to know. Me, I pack my wiffle balls and bat just in case I happen upon a baseball field and get the urge to whack a few. You know, it's just the way I am. It's the way I'm wired. But that was something. So this will be my first trip, long trip, in the Rogue, and I picked it up at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. The Boodles are now 3-time buyers from Tip Thames and his team over there. Big week, benchmark week, after practicing, learning how to drive in the Saturn that we picked up from Tip. Got a great deal on that, 41,000 miles on that car. And a one-owner vehicle with a beautiful, pristine interior, a nice gleaming body, so he does not have to be embarrassed to drive it in his first few years of college. And soloing this week, so that was cool. And, of course, Mrs. Bitterbottle loves her Nissan Juke. And we got great deals on all these vehicles. I tell you, I walked in to see Tip Thames. I had a 2014 hybrid ready to trade. And I said, I'd like to get out of this clean, and I'd like to lower my payment and get something new. And that's what he did. I mean, not just by a few bucks, by $140 a month. Driving off in a 2017 Nissan Rogue with 1,700 miles, a full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper warranty on that vehicle, and still lower the payment. So we're happy campers. I would not ask you to spend your money, or I wouldn't myself. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Shop this weekend at 235 Eastern Boulevard or online at jackingramsignatureusedcars.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Not too much to talk about right now. A few little slow spots. The northbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard from down about Vaughan Road up past the interstate. There's a little bit of slow traffic right there. Otherwise, that's about it. Everything else looking real good so far. You can do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop the Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Professional, Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85 and McQuinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Look at this thing I just got. We were talking about Joe Scarborough earlier.
Yeah.
We always mentioned that Mark Levin says he looks like the guy next to the banjo player in Deliverance, but somebody just sent this. It looks like Where's Waldo?
Equals.
Honest to God, that is, I mean, even the hair. The only thing Joe's missing is the cap. I think I'm going to repost that. Thank you very much. Who was it that sent me that perspicacious? That was Matt. Matt S., thank you so much for sending that our way at 710. I don't know if we'll have time for a conundrum. You guys can do a conundrum without me being here, right? Sure you can.
We're just going to stop the radio program and go to a tone, a 1,000 hertz
tone.
Pretty
much, yeah.
Can you do a seafood bistro spot without Emily?
Can I do a seafood bistro? Yeah.
I help.
Look at that.
I can too. I mean,
I won't get any interruption. I won't get hit. Yeah. I won't. Red beans and rice is so much better than gumbo.
Gumbo!
Just get red beans and rice.
Gumbo!
Shut up, Emily. She's not in here. I can't say, I would never be able to say that she's in here.
You'd be so
shut up, Emily. No. Check out the Seafood Bistro. You know, their little slogan here, got a Cajun craving, fix it to the station. Well, yeah, that's exactly. Everything can pretty much be made. If it doesn't already have Cajun seasoning on it, which most of it does, you can make it that way. They've got Cajun corn on the cob, Cajun potato. The red beans and rice is just a Cajun thing for you as well. Gumbo also. Just check it all out at the Seafood Bistro. They open up at 11 o'clock every single day.
Talking about it again when I'm not here.
God, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, we did.
Not by design.
Talking about it again when I'm not here.
Go ahead and say, shut up,
leaving
Emily.
Me out. Meanwhile, I'm downstairs being the coffee wench because apparently everybody here can drink coffee, but nobody can make another pot. Go ahead and finish, Jay.
Do they have coffee at the Seafood Bistro?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they make it themselves.
I've never actually tried to have their coffee because the...
You know, when you go by yourself again and don't think about anybody else, you can go try. I don't care.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I was just doing what you do to me. Every time I interrupt you.
Why don't you finish telling people about Seafood Bistro, Jay?
No, Greg swears by their soft drinks.
Yes.
The syrups.
It's the best mix in town, man. Yep. Syrup, ice, crushed ice, so good.
They open up. What?
I said when we went to a break, I said, do I have enough time to get coffee? And you said, and I quote, I give you permission to go downstairs and get coffee. I come back upstairs and you're talking about the...
Technically, he didn't answer.
So you have time to go get coffee, not make another pot.
Well, I mean, there was no coffee to get because nobody knows who can make another pot of coffee. Apparently, I'm the only person that can put it in the pot.
They're open at 11 today, and they close at 10. Seafood Bistro over on Woodmere or theseafoodbistro.com.
No representation is made. But
if you've been injured making a radio commercial, if you have, call the law.
Call me, Alabama.
All right, we've got your local news coming up with the one and only Wendell, and then today's edition of Random Facts, for which I will come up with a convoluted intro in just a moment.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J. You may have heard about the Moore Strange debate yesterday. While it had its moments, it was hard to top the misspelling on Roy Moore's campaign bus. When it arrived, a Moore website on the side, AlabamaDeservesMoore.com, was misspelled. Deserves was spelled D-E-R-S-E-R-V-E-S. Ouch. It was later fixed with a red decal placed over the offending R. Montgomery County Schools gearing up to fight bullying. Now a bullied student can text NOBULLY to 444-999 along with their info, the person bullying's name, and what school they attend. It'll all be sent to Helping Montgomery Family Initiatives, who will follow up on the bully. And Montgomery police found the body of a teenage boy on West South Boulevard yesterday. No signs of foul play. The exact cause of death will be determined by forensics. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
The first day of fall. Summer is over. The leaves are changing. The air is getting cooler. The nights longer. Soon, it will be sweater weather. Then, coats. Next thing you know, you're clearing a foot of snow off of your car with your ATM card because you don't know where your ice scraper is. All so you can get stuck behind a snowplow on your way to work. The mere thought of it makes my lips chap. But in the meantime, happy first day of fall from all of us.
Need some wood?
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home. Carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogutson@charter.net.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Blair, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot. This month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Broadway Joe was on the line at 718, just ahead of Random Facts. Good morning.
Good morning. These are the days of our radio show.
Hey.
Does Jay and Emily fall in love? Do they fall out of love again? Is there coffee in the coffee pot? You'll find out. Tune in. Emily, say again.
I have amnesia.
You gotta have amnesia when I bust your head up against the wall.
What am I gonna come back to on Tuesday, I wonder?
Jay and the full body cast?
We're gonna turn this studio into the octagon. And
you wanna die today?
Have a little UFC go on in here.
Not without cameras. I refuse to allow you to do that without cameras.
Yeah, we're working on that.
And now the guiding mic.
As soon as somebody invents a camera, we'll have one in here so you can watch all the action.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Use some of that Apple technology and have our mouths moving, but it'll be animated emojis?
Yeah, you can only do that through text and stuff. Yeah. So
okay.
Everybody send us your numbers. We'll have the largest group text in history.
That'd be a great morning show, wouldn't it?
That'd be something. I'm not sure about great, we'll not do Apple.
All right.
Well,
I can't afford it.
Yeah. I'm sorry that it caused such a ruckus this morning.
Okay.
We appreciate the call, Broadway
Thanks.
Joe.
See you.
Have a good one.
All right.
Later.
Be ready. Random Facts is 90 seconds away.
Okay. No other vehicle quite matches the Mercedes-Benz C-Class. So let's compare it to a cheetah. The cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The cheetah uses its tail to maneuver with ease. The C-Class's dynamic select changes the sedan's driving characteristics with the simple flip of a switch. The cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Experience the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, starting at just $40,250. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
MSRP for a 2018 C300 Sports Sedan excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, swap availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Visit Jack Inger Motors on the Eastern Boulevard for exceptional offers on a Mercedes-Benz.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time for another
random
facts. You got a lot going on. You know, you're leaving.
Good attempt.
Things are on your mind.
How's the album version?
Do you want to mulligan, or you want me to just go ahead?
I just hit the dump button.
Okay.
Too late for that.
Yeah,
huh?
Really.
My incompetence is already out there.
I already took a dump.
Sailing into. Did I just hear what I thought?
You did. Did you know?
Sorry. Go ahead.
The first stapler was made in the 18th century for King Louis XV. Each staple was inscribed with the insignia of the royal court.
You know this stapler I have in my hand here?
Mm-hmm.
Which sometimes I do this just to therapeutically release
staples.
Toxic feelings I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a Roll Tide stapler.
How?
I named him Ken.
Yeah?
Ken Stapler.
Are you serious?
That's the most dad of any dad joke.
I mean,
I've already ruined the show. What else? How much more damage can I do today?
Did you hear me yell earlier? I'm pretty sure I ruined the show. Well, you know what? It all goes back to Jay. It's all Jay's fault, so Jay ruined the show.
Oh, Jay.
Did you know the largest recorded earthquake in North America took place when Emily hit me the other day?
Magnitude what?
Keep on pushing.
When does Rich come back from California?
The largest recorded earthquake in North America was in Alaska in 1964. It registered a 9.2 magnitude.
That was the earthquake that drained an entire bay.
Yeah,
there's actually video of that if you look it up on
the Richter scale. The Richter scale is logarithmic. That quake was 10 times stronger than an 8.2.
Mm-hmm.
And approximately 100 times stronger than the 7.1 that just hit Mexico City.
Right. Yeah, because each point is 100 times more than...
Right, that. Yeah. So while you think about it, it's 7.1 to 9.2, you think, okay,
yeah,
it's
a
little bit of an increase. No, it's a massive increase.
That also occurred on Good Friday, so it's referred to that way, the Good Friday earthquake, 64.
Jeez.
Did you know that Sandy Point Island in Rhode Island...
Mm-hmm.
did not exist prior to the hurricane of 1938.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. The Long Island Express made it happen.
And then there's an island missing off of New Jersey.
Because of a hurricane.
From an 1800s hurricane.
Yeah. Did you know at a Who concert in 1969, a man rushed the stage and tried to take the microphone. Roger Daltrey punched him in the face. Pete Townsend did him one better, kicked him in the crotch. The man was actually a plainclothes policeman trying to warn of a large fire next door. Mm. Townsend was later arrested. Why Daltrey got away from the punch, I have no idea.
Because he had better hair.
Because Daltrey had better hair.
Yeah.
Arrest that one.
Quite
Why?
The name. Yes,
get the one with the thinning hair.
His birthday is the same day as mine. Roger Daltrey.
And your wedding anniversary, then.
Yours, not mine.
Oh.
As I've never been married.
I know radio doesn't work that way.
Can I do something wrong? I can't hear as well.
Huh?
I think it's me. It's probably just me.
Huh?
Did you know that men with noticeable bellies...
Everybody sucks in their belly.
You might want to leave it hanging out.
Oh.
Men with noticeable bellies and higher BMIs last 7.3 minutes longer... than slimmer men.
Look at his big belly.
Let's let it out.
Last longer at what? Well, you decide.
That.
Oh my God.
That. Not that.
No, that. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about that.
Well, we should be in big demand.
Big is right.
Oh my God.
Don't forget, Brant McDonald with financial advice, weekday afternoons at 5:10 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Back to you, Jay.
Did you know that the phrase, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer, which is often attributed to Machiavelli or Sun Tzu, I guess is how you pronounce it? I don't know.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
It was actually not said by either of them.
Well?
It was first said by Michael Corleone in The Godfather Part 2.
Oh, that's
no
cool.
Kidding.
That is
amazing.
So cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was famous from years ago.
Like that specific wording, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer,
I love it.
Comes from The Godfather Part 2.
Love it.
There have been many phrases where it sort of changes and evolved or whatever, but that one that we use so much is...
Oh, that's the first thing they teach you when you get into radio.
Did you know that the camera that recorded the only known footage of the first plane strike on 9/11 is now in the Smithsonian?
That's cool.
I did not know that. That was that French camera crew that...
I think you're right, yeah.
Just happened to be shooting...
They were doing a documentary on the New York Fire Department, and there was a gas leak that they had gone to cover, and they heard the plane, and it swung up. How they managed to catch it so quickly was pretty impressive. There's also... If you watch, one of the best documentaries is called 9/10, and it traces the paths of six people who survived, but, you know, what they did the day before, it's really well done. And there's a photographer who was doing time-lapse images, and he captured the American Airlines plane, too, in three separate photos as it got closer. Pretty dramatic stuff.
Yep. And you're exactly right about that camera. It's the Frenchman and his brother. They were making a documentary following a young firefighter that had just started. And they were going to follow him around as he went through the whole thing. And
those guys also, I think, got some amazing video inside the North Tower.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
During the event, yeah.
Did you know that two guys used their dead friend's ashes as fishing bait and ended up catching the world's biggest carp?
Wait a minute.
How do you do that? I mean...
That's unusual.
I don't know. They probably just mixed it in with other bait that they had. Just as his ashes. It was a 180-pound carp.
That's a big carp.
It is a big carp. It's gigantic.
Oh, my God.
Wow!
That's a big old fish.
Sorry, the look on my face doesn't translate over the air.
Yeah, it smells like fish.
Did you know that a whale's skull is so thick?
How thick is it, Jay?
It requires a World War II anti-tank rifle to euthanize one that is beached.
Man.
God, why?
That's thick.
That's damn depressing, man. Like, why are you doing that on a Friday?
I don't know.
I think it's interesting. I mean...
I thought it was great.
Overruled.
I'll see myself out.
Want to go to Florida?
Yeah, sure. You want to go to Coleman?
Pass.
It's always great when my mom and dad, who've been divorced since 1987, get back in the same room. It's always fun.
Did you know that tests that have been done since 1933 show that people who talk about their intentions are much less likely to make them happen?
Well,
just a bunch of blowhards. And finally, you know I put these random facts together.
Randomly.
Like first thing in the morning, 6 a.m. when we get in here.
Yeah, because
I'm putting them together. So the fact that I have a cat fact.
Oh! Whoa!
Yay! Don't try to make it up to me.
Except I wasn't, because I did this way before anything happened.
Because you're still feeling guilt from going to the seafood bistro the other day.
No, feeling guilt for what he said when you weren't in the room.
Shut up, Rich.
I'm going to go back and listen to the podcast later.
Not if that podcast doesn't exist. This isn't the best cat fact in the world, but it is a cat
fact. I mean, why would it be? Because, you know, it's just depressing and stuff.
It's probably the military weapon they need to euthanize. A beach cat.
A beach cat.
No, did you know?
29 minutes now.
I'm
before
not participating
eight.
Anymore.
There were so many mummified cats excavated in Egypt that...
How many were there? Mummified cats.
19 tons of them were shipped to England and used as fertilizer.
Jesus. All right, folks. The next crack you hear...
What the hell is wrong with you?
At the tone. Again, folks, that's 19 tons of mummified cat fertilizer. And that is your cat fact.
So your random facts for today. Have a great weekend, everybody. She beat me with a paper towel roll. So
she weaponized the roll of paper towels.
That's better.
Hey, the Duncan and Sons are about to come in here. So
well, I'm glad that we took care of this before company came over.
Actually, it'd be nice if somebody could run down and make sure they can get in the building.
Why don't you do it, Jay?
Sure. I'll make sure.
Actually, no, I need to walk it off.
Make sure there's coffee, too.
Now you have the...
You want to die? I swear to God.
The Duncan's joining us in just a minute. 19 tons of mummified cats.
19 tons, yeah.
It's like a, what was that old song? Something about tons of...
16 tons of fertilized cats. Oh, my goodness.
The first comment says, all those dead Egyptians playing with their dead pets in the sky when suddenly, poof, they're all gone. Because they became fertilizer.
Oh, no.
7:32 is the time. If you have been receiving less... Well, let's put it this way. When you go to your box drugstore... Do they seem to really care if you're there or not? Have you gotten a letter from your insurance company or from TRICARE saying we no longer do business with this group or that group? It's all kind of the trickle-down from that wonderful health care bill that was passed in 2009. And it's changed everything. The one thing that never changes, A, the great customer service you can expect at Adams Drugs, and you'll not have those problems with prescriptions when you go there. They welcome everybody. It takes just a couple of minutes to get yourself registered, and what you'll find, I think after your first couple of visits to Adams Drugs, you'll say, why didn't I do this years ago? They really seem to appreciate my business. That's a nice feeling. They will take great care of you. They have everything you might need for over-the-counter purposes. In fact, knowledgeable pharmacists who can help make sure you pick the right medication based on the symptoms you described. Beautiful gift shops, and hey, if you need a candy bar and a soda, too, to feel better, they can sell you one of those as well. I just love them. I've been doing business with the one on Vaughan Road east of Taylor now for about 5 years, and Lamar and that group over there are just fantastic. Miranda at the counter. It just makes you feel like you're visiting friends and not just picking up prescriptions. There are 12 locations all over the River Region, one near you. Find it at adamsdrugs.net. K-Rod.
I was just thinking, all the people over in England wondering why their vegetables taste so good.
Yep.
Hey, what does that taste?
Well, I'll tell you, Greg, I'm on the same wavelength with you. As soon as he said something about the needing that mortar round to kill the beached whale.
Mortar round?
Yeah.
Whatever it was, I immediately thought, I wonder what kind you would need to kill a cat in the beach.
Great minds think alike there, K-Ron.
Yeah, oh, and ours, too.
Whoa!
Ba-dum-ts. Good one.
Thanks.
All right, we've got to move along because we got to do a pop quiz question and get things rolling here. So we appreciate it, buddy. Take care of yourself. It is 7:34. Let's check traffic, then we'll come back with today's pop quiz question.
Traffic brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Get 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and good for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, 1/4 mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic looking real good out on the roadways. No accidents, no delays. Interstate System Boulevard. 31's Haunted Highway, everything is looking real good so far this morning. Now that summer's over, you may be thinking of selling your home on Lake Jordan. If so, call Bo Evans Realty. Bo knows Lake Jordan. Call Bo Evans Realty, 361-4661. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question here. With that question is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Jumping back all the way to our very first random fact of the day. The first stapler was made for who? That's what we want to know.
Should that be who or whom? For whom was the first stapler made?
Name the person the first stapler was made for.
Kenny.
Oh, I still think that's
can we do how many
too.
Tons of cats?
yeah, well, that's too obvious.
Well, okay, so who was the first stapler made for? But that's ending a sentence with a preposition.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's...
I'm offended.
Is it whom or who?
Well,
where's the godfather? She knows.
I think it's whom.
Well, we need an answer at 272-9228, 272-9228, or in Espanol, Arieco 334 272 9228. That's your Emily write-up. A little lift to Fantasyland. 272-9228. And while Jay is gathering up excited contestants,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Good morning, everybody. At 7:38 on the last few hours of fall, summer, because fall begins at 3:02 this afternoon, making this, get ready to drink, the autumnal equinox. Here you go. Take a swig. It's just orange juice, folks. High today, 92. Tonight's low, 71. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms around for some lucky communities. Fading out after dark tomorrow and Sunday. High in the upper 80s to around 90. Widely scattered afternoon storms, sure, but most areas stay dry. Lots of sun. Monday, mostly sunny, hot, 89. Slight chance of a shower. And then near or above 90 on Tuesday and Wednesday. This morning, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. The temperature with clear skies now is 73 at 7:38.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Let's get a winner. Look who's on line one.
My name's Talking Tina, and I don't think I like you.
Maybe she'll like us if she wins. Hi, Talking Tina.
Happy Friday.
Hey, same to you.
Hi.
What's up?
Can you tell us who the first stapler was made for?
Louis the 15th.
Just say that again, I'm sorry.
Louis the 15th.
Yay! Congratulations, you won.
I get to tell
them. Yay!
That's right, Louis the 15th. They used to number the kings like Super Bowls back in those days.
And what does Greg call his stapler?
I'm not an Alabama fan. My daughter goes to Auburn.
Okay.
Cap stapler or something like that. I forgot.
The snake.
Right. Ken.
Oh, Ken. It's okay. Ken Stapler.
Ken Stapler. That's right.
That's yes. Right.
And made that up all by magic.
That cracks me up.
Your daughter goes to a wonderful school. Thanks.
I know she does. War Eagle, baby.
That's right.
Well, I think that's enough for old lady Hayes today. Y'all have a good day.
Emily, I love you, girl.
I know. I'm just pulling your leg.
Be safe in Florida.
Tina, hang on. We're going to set up your prize. Let's say good morning to Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Are you the ocean?
I heard you already had the answer. Yeah. So.
We did, but we wanted to say good morning.
Were you a first-time caller?
I've called before.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
Okay. Well, we're glad you called, and we're sorry that you didn't win. But
yeah, because I even knew the Ken Stapler.
Yeah. Well,
Aww.
Thanks for picking up the phone.
Yeah.
Well, anytime. Yep. You have a good day.
You too. All right.
Hello. I got a text from Bo Holt.
Bolt.
Who came to karaoke the other night? He says, "Whom is used when is the object of a preposition or a verb?" So, for whom was correct.
For whom was the first? Okay, very good. That's your grammar lesson for this Friday morning. At 7:40, the Duncan and Sub-Predict-a-thon is next.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Anything special planned for the fall?
Yard sale is the last Saturday in October, so start preparing now. And there will be a lot of wonderful merchandise that day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. When it comes to refinancing or purchasing a home, we at Alabama Home Mortgage understand that time is money. Before you call a bank or 1-800 number, give me, Kim Williams, a call at 567-4223. Mega banks can be mega slow. Alabama Home Mortgage can close your loan in 30 days or less. That's right, you heard me, 30 days or less. We work with a sense of urgency, so if you're refinancing, then the savings begin sooner. Or if you're purchasing, then you can move within the month. Don't let those banks drag you along. Experience the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to let the savings begin. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money and time you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Are in-house printing costs dinging your office budget? Then it's time to call Bernie Office Solutions, because Bernie offers solutions. You can regain control of rising print costs with managed print services, solutions for printing, copy, and document management, so that you can spend your time on your business. The Bernie 360-degree app and the Bernie Help Desk mean that you can spend more time on customers and less time on printing problems, sales, service, and solutions. That's Bernie Office Solutions. Seven Alabama locations. Call 1-866-9-BERNIE. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Drink down that coffee, tall, black, and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning cheer.
From the Fox Business Network, T-Mobile and Sprint are close to merging. Reuters says Japan-based investment firm SoftBank will own 40% of the combined company. SoftBank owns most of Sprint. T-Mobile and Sprint considered merging 3 years ago, but regulators were opposed to the deal. Since then, T-Mobile is a bigger company than Sprint, measured by stock market value. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise is cutting 10% of its workforce, approximately 5,000 jobs. HPE is the business services half of Hewlett-Packard. Uber is being told it can't operate in London. The city's transport authority says Uber's license to operate will expire at the end of the month and it won't renew it. Uber can appeal and can continue to stay in business in London during the appeal process. The Dow closed down 53 yesterday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All rise, please. In respect to the team for the fourth consecutive week at the top of the National College Football Ranking. The one, the only University of Alabama. Predict-a-thon. Our opportunity to show you that even through the miracle of strange genetics, where the number one son of a Roll Tide man becomes a War Eagle Nation leader, that we can all get along peacefully, coexist, and be mutually supportive of each other's teams.
What a bunch of crap.
Yeah, that kind of is. I noticed Rich has gotten a distant look on his face. I heard him commiserating with Mitch, Don, as I was walking out with some coffee.
About our terrible Saturday afternoon.
I mean, you were playing Spencer. What a crap college.
Mercer.
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 Yeah.
Mercer.
I got a thing. It's stuck in my head that way. I can't fix it.
The notary.
You were playing Idol. University of Idol?
Mm-hmm. That was Colorado State, wasn't it? That was actually a respect. We didn't have a winner, though, in our predict-a-thon. Guys, welcome. Good to see
you. Good to see you. And I don't get this. I mean, they've only lost one game, and they lost it to Clemson. I mean, what are they whining about? I mean, they've got an awesome record going.
Yeah. 2-1.
Yeah.
That means they've won twice as many games as they've lost.
Yeah, I think the bus needs to go to Duncan and Sons.
We'll be glad to have you.
That's right.
So this week, we've got our featured game in the Predict-a-thon. Let's see how many predictions. I like to compare the response from the schools in terms of total. We have 41 predictions so far.
Not bad.
This weekend's game with Missouri. Now, I don't know much about Missouri other than they're in the SEC. What kind of a start have they had this year?
Show me. I don't know. I think they've won one game. They beat some small school first week.
And remember that wild first game?
I think they scored like 80 points on some small school, but they've lost to South Carolina and somebody else last week. I can't remember who it was. Well, Purdue. That's who it was.
They lost to Purdue? If you don't beat a team that lost to freaking Purdue, goodness. I mean, that's like there's the Big Ten, and they're at the bottom end of that year after year after year. Purdue never disappoints. They're usually like 2-8 or 2-12.
There's the Vandy of a...
kind of, yeah. The ugly step, whatever.
Oh, you guys played in Vandy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Vanderbilt. We're not worried about them.
No, I mean, it's like playing Auburn, I guess. I don't know. Roll Tide.
Probably is.
Is that dump button working?
I don't see any reason to use it.
Man, I was just getting on your side. How's and giving weather, your team Rich? Such a hard time.
Dang.
So, all right, you guys should beat.
Yeah, we should.
Let's see what those who have cared enough to make
a
prediction.
John Cotter's got it.
By the way, you just go to my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend to do this. Just post it. First person with the correct score wins the works, and they'll tell you what that means.
Most people are saying Auburn.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of confidence in third victory for you guys.
If we don't fumble five times.
And there's some smart Alex saying the Tigers.
And
listen to this, because these predictions, some of them can be really funny. Here's one. Mizzou 9. Alabama Polytechnic 3. Of course, over the weekend I saw one for the Crimson Turd. So it's some of the hostility comes out in these threads. But it's always
all
fun.
Jokes aside, don't you have your best team of the year so far? I mean, got your running backs.
We've got all the right players. Yeah. I'm a little worried about coaching.
Yeah, a lot worried.
Well, yeah, that's what I
a lot worried. Yeah.
I saw a lot of that on Facebook and social media. A lot of dissatisfaction with Gus. What do you think?
The bus is is breaking down.
The Gus bus, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
So do you think he should get the rest of the season to make some magic happen, or is it just time?
Unless he loses this game.
Yeah, if he loses this game, I know McDonald's is hiring.
You have connections there, too, don't you? Rich worked with them long
ago.
Three jobs ago. Yeah, that's true, right?
It's very true.
That is unbelievable. This guy has had such a steady, consistent, well-documented career. Three jobs.
Oh, yeah.
We
wouldn't let him leave Montgomery.
Until I came to the wonderful state of Alabama, three jobs was a good year for me. It was, that was all part of putting all the pieces back together. We're not like
there
that.
You go.
We don't have those issues. Now I'm in my longest tenure consistent ever.
Very good.
Awesome. And we're glad to have you here.
Glad to be here, too. The winning prediction will win the works. Guys, tell us what they'll win when they win the works.
We got something new here.
Yeah, well, the works is still the same. It's a conventional oil change, safety inspection, tire rotation, and vacuum your car. But this is our anniversary month, so we came in with a lot of specials for you. Through the end of September here, and we're going to give a free oil change with the purchase and installation of four tires and through the 30th. Going to give $20 off brake service front or rear. So if you needed front and rear, you'd save $40. And then $20 off alignments. Good wow. through the 30th.
And I think we need to remind people, yes, of course, they do the basic services. They do warranty repairs. But when you need tires, Don worked very hard to establish direct working relationships with all the major manufacturers. So you get rid of the middleman, you give them true wholesale price on tires.
That's right. So you're going to get, you know, the best price on quality tires as well as all the discounts. You can save $20 on your alignment, and you're going to get a free oil change with the tires. If you needed brakes, you could save up to $40 there also.
And no matter what it is you need at Don Duncan, you can get it with customer service that is going to exceed your highest expectations. You guys never disappoint on that. I love it when I get calls from people. Say, you know what? Those Duncan folks, they're just as nice as you said they were. Like, you don't believe me when I tell you that?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And that's especially when it comes to if there's been some hitch or obstacle in getting your car service, like, how do I get to work? Or so, just let them know. And they'll be happy to do whatever they can to help you make that happen at both locations on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, downtown at 408 Madison. So I'm making my first long drive in my new Rogue.
You're going to love it.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm having issues this morning, though, because one of my little boys has got a paw thing going on.
Uh-oh.
And I feel like I'm abandoning him. My little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, cat-headed thing. Mr. Thing. So I'm kind of up in the air on stuff. Go to my Facebook page, make your prediction, and if you're the first person to come in with the correct prediction, you will win the works from Don Duncan. What are we looking forward to next week?
We're looking for Mississippi State.
I got it.
We're not supposed to be for them.
How are the other teams in the SEC doing, by the way? Anybody off to a surprisingly strong start? Or
Mississippi State? LSU totally choked last week.
Oh, my God. What a game. I'm at a sports bar in Anaheim, California, and I can't believe what I'm seeing.
They were ranked, right? Weren't they in the top 25?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
they got play shellacked.
Them. Talk about a coach looking for a job, I bet.
Who's that? Is that Les Miles? Is he still there?
Orgeron.
Orgeron.
And what? What?
So you guys got Ole Miss next week in Tuscaloosa.
Yes, sir.
That's nothing.
And we're going to play Mississippi State at Auburn, so it's going to be home and home as far as Alabama's big week here in the state of Alabama next Saturday. Wow. Interesting. How about that?
Well, guys, we appreciate you coming in. The Predict-a-thon is on my Facebook page. The thread has started, so make your prediction. Win the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. And remember, they got two locations to serve you, whatever it is you need for your automobile. And we'll see you again, same time, same station next week.
Thank you. Roll Thank Tide. You.
War Eagle. Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
We will play Roll Tide going into the top of the hour ID because we always honor the higher ranked team.
So you start the segment and end the segment.
You should be used to that.
Yeah.
It's a winning thing.
It's not Medic. How it starts, how you finish.
You didn't hear us complaining.
We need somebody to scrape
Rich
off the floor here. It's only been that way for 4 years. It'll change one day, maybe.
It was a great Friday last week. Oh, that's right. I wasn't here.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident. It involves injuries, and it is in the 6,000 block of Vaughan Road. And that is going to be near the King's Table Catering Service. So watch out for that. Again, that's 6000 Vaughan Road near King's Table Catering. An accident with injury. Not only can you look for the perfect Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota Monday through Saturday, now you watch the game on Saturday and then shop on Sunday after church at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention, truck buyers. It's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that take get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing. And Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. And Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. Or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 13.88 monthly for 1,000 finance, all sales plus tax, tag time, and dot fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
When it comes to dry cleaning, let me recommend Worth Cleaners, offering free pickup and delivery for lazy people like me to home or office and anywhere in the River Region, including Montgomery, Prattville, and Wetumpka.
And you don't even have to be home for the pickup or delivery.
Plus, Worth Cleaners services their customers twice a week with easy billing direct to your credit card.
It's like living in a hotel. Just hang your clothes on the door and presto, your clothes appear back at your door, neat and clean. Life is good when you have a concierge cleaner like Worth. And by the way, Worth was voted Montgomery's best of the best in dry cleaning and laundry.
Give your clothes and yourself the best. Just call 277-6431 or call Michael at 799-1845 and let Worth Cleaners work their magic for you.
They do it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Imagine you folding laundry. Never! Let Worth Cleaners with two locations handle it. Worth is at 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road.
Owens Optical Eastbrook is proud to be a local business serving generations of Montgomeryans with top quality products and great service for many years. Mike Atchison and Dr. Larry Rogers strive to make you feel like part of the Owens Optical Eastbrook family. And they would love for you to tell your friends about your experience with the fun and professional staff. You'll get top quality products and save money at the same time. Become part of the family at Owens Optical, 306 Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook. Call 272-2150.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Right here in your sweet home.
The music plays.